Lands lost in the 1800s, including an ancient village site, were restored to S. Noonee Moak First Nation Thursday when a Vancouver-based developer signed over 102 acres of its property south of Nanaimo. The partnership between the nation and developer is a step on the road to reconciliation and will help the nation fulfill its economic potential, Chief Mike Wise said at a signing ceremony. The Quux village was unlawfully taken from S. Noonee Moak families more than 160 years ago, he said, adding rebuilding the nation's land base, as set out in the S. Noonee Moak Treaty of 1854, honors promises made at the time. Today we celebrate the rebuilding of our land base to our territory, strengthening our people's spiritual, cultural, social and economic connection to the S. Noonee Moak village sites that are being returned to us, the chief said. Asked its plans for the land, the nation said it would take a moment to celebrate before beginning to review options to restore the village for cultural and community uses. Wise said the Band Council is prioritizing returning people to its lands, which means ensuring we have land, affordable housing and infrastructure that meets the needs of our growing nation. When the development site is rezoned, another 25 acres will be transferred to the nation, with an option to buy an additional 150 acres, said Georgia Desjardins, Seacliff Director of Development. The nation said Thursday's transfer marks the first phase, which opens doors to additional lands being returned to S. Noonee Moak, adding to the depth of reconciliation this project supports. Seacliff Properties and S. Noonee Moak began discussing the land transfer 4 years ago. Nanaimo City Council approved Seacliff's master plan for the 720-acre sandstone site last year. A 20-year build-out is anticipated, reflecting $2 billion in investment, Desjardins said. Sandstone would create a planned community with new housing and extensive economic and business growth, which is desperately needed in the region, she said. More than 2,000 homes in a mix of housing types, including townhomes and single-family homes, are anticipated in three neighborhoods. The plan envisions 175,000 square feet of commercial space and more than 3 million square feet of industrial space. Nanaimo Mayor Leonard Krogh praised the land transfer, saying council is committed to advancing truth and reconciliation. By all of us working together, we can create a vision and a roadmap for our city's future that brings benefits to our entire region. CJ Wilson at TimesColonist.com. ... To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@TimesColonist.com.